mainly dry. Rain chances not zero, but under 20%. And then by Sunday, the humidity is back, and so are the scattered random storms. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. There is now an $11,000 reward for any information on the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Authorities say she was found shot inside her home on Hall Street on July 21st. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A Selma man is behind bars accused of abusing his 11-month-old daughter. Police say 26-year-old Anthony Portis is charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault. The child was taken to the hospital with a broken arm, spinal damage, and brain trauma. Portis is now in the Dallas County Jail without bond. And Montgomery police are investigating a late-night shootout. They say a man was shot in the 5900 block of Oakley Road Tuesday night. The victim's injuries are not life-threatening. Police have not made any arrests in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You post, pin, blog, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $24.99 a month. It's WOW's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now and you can get Internet 100 for only $24.99 per month for 12 months with a two-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOW-WAY-2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Amazing last night. I watched something amazing last night. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis. Every day. We're basically here all the time, except we take 21-hour breaks. And then we take the occasional 69-hour break.
Nice.
Other than that, we're here all the time. The show never ends. This is not the, 2 millionth episode or whatever we do. This is the first episode. The show started 5 years ago. It's taken a few breaks here and there, but it's never, ever, ever ended, nor will it, because it's an amazing show, frankly. Last night, Dave.
Yeah? About last night.
About last night. I watched the Montgomery Merrill Forum.
Oh.
And I have strong opinions.
You have thoughts?
I have strong, strong opinions. I'm curious of the thoughts of our listeners.
God.
I rarely, rarely invite people to call.
Especially in the first segment.
Especially in the first segment. I'm not going to take your calls in the first segment because I have strong opinions, but maybe during the second or third segment. But I will invite people to call today to talk about the Merrill Forum last night because I have very strong opinions. The guest hotline, if you want to get in, the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. 272-9228. You know, I might take a call in the first segment.
Just save it for the second segment.
All right. To begin with, yeah. it was. Let me give you my global thoughts, and then we'll get into specifics. My global thoughts. Now, this isn't about any one particular candidate or two or five or anything else. This is about the
Well, in the first 5 minutes, how many people texted or messaged you and said, "Oh God, this is the best Montgomery has to offer"? Because I got about 45 of those.
At least 100 over the course of the night. People, I mean, but listen, it was a show. It just absolutely was. There were probably legitimately 3 or 4, maybe even 5 legitimate people who probably could lead the city of Montgomery proudly, that you would be proud to have someone like that as your mayor. It may not be your preference.
Right.
But they wouldn't embarrass the city.
Right.
They wouldn't harm the city. But the fact that we live in a city where people think that, well, you know what I'll do? I'll just qualify for mayor.
Right.
And I'll get invited to all the forums.
I could be mayor.
And I'll show up and I'll... I mean, it was frankly, the fact that Valerie Lawson and other boy, what's his name?
Mark Bullock. Fine graduate of the University of Georgia.
Is he a Georgia graduate?
He sure is. Why do you think he's so good at his job?
Mark Bullock. I saw him. Where did I see him at? Oh, I went with a I went to church with Joe Hubbard one day.
Ah, yeah.
And he sang in the choir. I don't have a problem with Valerie Lawson or Mark Bullock.
They did good.
Mark Bullock.
At the best, job they were asked to do.
Yeah, best known for asking restaurants around town to clean up. But I will say this. I was horrified that Valerie Lawson and Mark Bullock gave so much time and the whole structure of the forum to people who had absolutely no business being there. There needs to be some sort of, like the Democrats do, some sort of polling baseline, some sort of donor baseline before you whore out your television show. This is primetime programming on a Wednesday night on back to school week. Everybody's back. Pike Road's not back in school till next week, but everybody else in town's back. All the private schools have started. Montgomery schools have started. Autauga and Elmore schools have started. Everybody's back in school.
Mm-hmm.
Except the PR. I'm not sure why, but that's fine. I don't care.
Right. Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Limestone County schools are back because my kids are going.
Limestone County. Or is that like the... that's the curriculum you get or whatever?
Yeah. Our kids do the distance education.
Yeah.
They're in public school, but they do it at home.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it through Limestone County, Athens, Alabama, way up by Tennessee. But there needs to be some kind of a threshold. WSF, if this is one of the reasons we've not had a single mayoral candidate on here. Because the moment you have a mayoral candidate on here, then everybody wants, I want equal time. And you got to go through and you got to have 13 of them on here for an hour. That's like 4 days of programming. And some of these folks couldn't put together 8 cents to buy a postcard.
I forget who said it about, but it was, I know it was said about Terry Bradshaw. He couldn't spell cat if he spotted in the C and the A. Oh, you know, it was Thomas Hollywood Henderson, famous Dallas Cowboy.
He said that about Terry Bradshaw?
Yeah, he said he couldn't spell cat if you spotted him the C and the A.
That's a really great. Some of those guys last night couldn't spell cat if you spotted him the C and the A. I had as much fun as anybody watching Bibby Simmons.
Yeah, jawing on people.
Bibby Simmons was a laugh a minute. I learned a few things about him. He loves chicken.
He likes chicken.
He's a big chicken guy, big into chickens. Loves chickens. I learned that I didn't even know this, police used to ride around in trucks. Is this a thing? He kept saying, let him ride. He was a laugh a minute. He was a fun guy. We might play some Bibby Simmons clips. I have some Bibby Simmons clips queued up. We might play them.
You got Bibby chopped up?
Believe it or not, I went and cut audio out of that this morning. I got here at 6:45 this morning or 7 o'clock this morning to cut up the debate audio. But while I was doing it, I was getting so mad because I thought, you know what? Because we always say there's like 28 right now, 25 Democrat candidates. There's not. You know how many Democrat candidates there are right now?
Like four.
No. There's like 250, honestly.
Yeah, but I mean...
Because there's so many people who qualify for president. You know, there's like 1,000 people who run for president every time.
Yeah, I was going the opposite way of like there are like four that actually have a chance of winning.
Right.
Sort of like last night.
Right. But no, there's actually like 2,000 people every time who qualify to run for president of the United States.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But they don't get invited to any interviews. They don't get invited to any forums because they don't have a chance. Some guy named Bruce Stevens in Ames, Iowa, who's like, I can rig up this caucus and I can at least steal a delegate out of Iowa. No, you can't.
Do you think that those people, like, do they do that just to put on their resume?
Yeah, ran for president.
Former presidential candidate.
Former presidential candidate Bruce Stevens from Ames, Iowa, joins us.
Former candidate for mayor of Montgomery, B.B. Simmons.
It's like, who was the guy who used to run for vice president every now and then? He's from Alabama. Because there's a quirk in the law. You can actually run for vice president. To qualify on the ballot for vice president. But nobody ever votes for
it. I did not know that.
Yeah. But that's my global thought is... WSFA hosts Valerie Jarrett and Mark Bullock did a good job that they were asked to do. WSFA management structured a horrific, horrific debate. I don't know who the League of Women Voters is. I've never heard of them before last night.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Sure they're great people.
Oh, yeah,
I've never heard of them.
Oh, yeah, League of Women Voters, that's like a...
I'm sure they're great people. But they've got to restructure this idea if they do this again. You cannot have 12 candidates on. At least Hobbs and Cox had the common sense to sit it out.
Well, I think he just didn't. Put it as paperwork. I don't know that he had the common sense.
Well, I mean, they said he declined the invitation. At the
well,
beginning.
But that's what they meant was is that like they sent a bunch of stuff to candidates saying like if you want to be on, you have to send us this, and he didn't do it.
Well, that's fine.
So sort of like a no comment.
That's fine. It's better than showing up there and embarrassing yourself.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people watched.
B.B. Simmons will get votes after last night, and that's the terrifying thing. Of he's not gonna get like 10%, but
yeah.
he'll get 100 votes he wouldn't have gotten.
Well, that, and especially, you know who he'll get? He'll get, you remember the Eddie Murphy bit about Jesse Jackson? Like, white guys, you know, get drunk on election day, and they're like, hey, let's vote for, hey, man, let's vote for Jesse Jackson. They wake up the next day, he won?
Yeah.
He won the race? Oh, God. Oh, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, you're going to get people that don't have a strong opinion, you're right, that don't have a strong opinion about any of the candidates, because nobody's doing a great job of getting their name out.
Right.
And then they're going to... you know, they're going to say, okay, well, I remember Crackhead Bibby, and so they're going to vote for him as a joke, and then you're right. I mean, so if that's 100, but that's 100 votes that doesn't go to somebody else.
100 votes that doesn't go to somebody else could keep somebody else out of the runoff, could keep somebody in a runoff that doesn't deserve to be in a runoff. It was frankly terrifying. Facebook was eaten up last night with opinions. My global overarching opinion is... Because Montgomery is a place where people think that's acceptable.
Yeah.
Where candidates think that's acceptable. To qualify for mayor, when local TV stations think it's acceptable, to put those folks on the air without any kind of a screening process at all. That's a real problem about the city of Montgomery. It shows real detriment. Last night did harm to the city of Montgomery.
Well,
did not help the city of Montgomery at all. It did harm.
Yeah, and as a friend of mine said, you know, maybe the priority of people that are involved should be like checking the like trying to get something through the legislature that I would guess the legislature governs it, but essentially what I'm saying is that they should change the qualification for mayor. You should have to do they should make it. You know, like state offices or even federal offices, you have to pay what, like 10% of your salary or 5%. There's a much higher fee.
It's 2%.
Okay, but it's much higher. I mean, but so like for a U.S. senator, it's like $5,000.
Yeah, and for Congress, it's like $3,000.
Yeah, which I mean, so that's a lot different than just going out and getting 300 signatures.
They don't have to pay any money. It was just
I think it's 300 signatures and $100 or something.
No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
no, it should be like $1,500.
Way too. And I mean, look, and you can move into Montgomery like. The day before, you know, what do you call
qualifying.
It? Qualifying. Well, not yet. The day before qualifying.
Registration of vote ins.
Mm-hmm. And then you can just say, yeah, I live here. I'm going to run for mayor.
It was obscene. It harmed the city of Montgomery. WSFA harmed Montgomery last night. The people who ran up there and didn't have a shot. The guy whose opening statement was, "Y'all know my mom, right? My mom was a civil rights pioneer. She was an icon." Okay, that's great.
Yeah, we know your mom and them, but like,
yeah,
what are
who
you
are
do?
You? You know, and what does your T-shirt say? He had a T-shirt on, but you never could read what the T-shirt said because his jacket was over it. I don't know, man. It doesn't just harm. I mean, I know Pike Road property values. I got an email this morning from Zillow. Like, my house went up 50% in value last night. Because I think every house in Montgomery went up for sale. I don't know that there's a house yet in Montgomery that's not up for sale this morning.
Which is a little bit absurd, because obviously if you can, I mean, I get what you're saying, but if you can divorce that, if you can divorce the crazies, like you said, there were three or four or, you know,
there
candidates
even
that
been,
are probably
there
qualified.
There may have even been five.
Yeah, I would think so.
There may have even been five, but there were seven that had no business being up there who haven't raised or spent any money, who all they did was qualify. And WSFA gave them valuable primetime television space to embarrass the city of Montgomery. Completely embarrass the city of Montgomery. Completely embarrass the city of Montgomery. And I count the website girl in there. Yeah. She was unprepared. She was unprofessional. She read her answers the entire time.
Yeah, there was definitely that.
I mean, I think outside of Stephen Reed, Artur Davis, J.C. Love, David Woods, who am I forgetting? Elton Dean, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, even Elton looked lost.
Kroll?
No, Kroll had the worst night of anybody there. Frankly, Bibby Simmons had a better night than Ed Kroll. Kroll is no longer a serious candidate. Ed Kroll embarrassed himself. Ed Kroll should have stayed in Pike Road. I do not count Ed Kroll as a serious candidate. He will not get 5% after last night.
That's saying something.
That was an embarrassment last night. That was an embarrassment last night. There were a couple of three candidates who really shine. There were a couple more who had okay, solid efforts. And everybody else had a pathetic, miserable, horrible night. And it's to the detriment of this city that we put that up there.
It is.
Can you imagine Bibby Simmons quotes going around? People will use this to negative recruit against us. You know, Montgomery competes against other cities, Chattanooga and Charleston and what are some of them other cities we got? Macon, Jackson, Tennessee, Jackson, Mississippi. These are peer cities of ours that we compete against for economic development, recruitment, people, jobs. And they're going to play these companies' clips, and they're going to say, this was a serious mayoral forum, and these were five of the six or seven people who were involved.
And that's the thing. This isn't like a neighborhood organization put it together.
No, this was on television.
And on the flagship TV station, of the area, of the one with the biggest footprint, you know, of the one with the most viewers. And it was very well set up. It was very professionally moderated and all that. And it just made... Well, and you know who should
made
be...
Made the city look stupid.
And you know, sadly, the people who should be the angriest actually really can't express their anger. The people who should be the angriest are the people that you're talking about that are qualified candidates.
Yeah, the five candidates who are serious candidates.
Because the clowns made them look bad.
Yeah.
And it was impossible for... It was almost impossible for anybody to get, you know, any... any breathing room or whatever.
Yeah. Stephen Reed had the moment of the night where he talked about getting a gun waved in his face at Roly Poly. That was probably the moment of the night, I think. There were some other candidates that had some solid, and we'll take some phone calls after this break. There were some other candidates that had some solid answers to questions. It's hard to run for office 45 seconds at a time. It just is. It's very hard to run for office 45 seconds at a time.
Yeah, one other thing about that is that they didn't make it clear which questions would get which lengths. And so, like, some would be 30, some would be 45, some would be 60. But if you have a 60-second answer, prepare.
You'll get half of it out.
I mean, because, look, if you're serious about it, you do debate prep. You can figure out which ones didn't do that.
Right. I'm talking about the ones that read their answers?
Or the ones that just started babbling about, you know, I like chicken too.
It's embarrassing, guys. It harmed the city of Montgomery. I'm not one of those people who say Montgomery's future is doomed. But I was scared, I'll be honest. There was a moment I was scared. But there were four or five legitimate candidates who could lead the city of Montgomery with a straight face, and people would take Montgomery seriously. But you cannot have a debate forum like that again. It's embarrassing, and it harms the city. WSFA should be ashamed of itself yet again, because this is becoming a pattern with them.
I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing
up. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lie. Shoot, shoot, shoot. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized.
Are the most underrated soul band?
Oh, yeah.
Ohio Players.
And now I think
they were good.
You out of my life.
25 minutes after 9 o'clock. That was a long first segment. We're going to take some phone calls here after I tell you about our friends at Auburn House Wash. Got a call last night from, or text last night from somebody telling me about Auburn House Wash. And how impressed they are with Auburn House Wash. 826-WASH. That's how you get in touch with Auburn House Wash. 826-WASH. AuburnHouseWash.com. You can find them on Facebook. Good, good folks. Spencer Mann over there leads a great operation. I love when people live the American dream. I love when people live the American dream. And Spencer Mann lives the American dream. He said, you know what? I've got an idea. I think it'll work. I'm going to get a truck. I'm going to get all the equipment on there. I'm going to have proprietary low-pressure washing systems so I don't damage houses. I'm going to get good insurance, good employees, pay them a lot of money, and then I'm going to send them out into neighborhoods to clean houses, the outside of houses. Everybody's getting the inside of the house clean. Nobody cleans the outside. Then the outside ends up looking like crap all the time. Spencer Mann has fixed that. He's solved that. He's made a great business out of it. Good businessman, good sense, and he does it for a great price. It's substantially less expensive than you would think. Auburn House Wash, AuburnHouseWash.com, 826-WASH. And if you mention you heard it from Baron Coleman from News and Views, you're going to save $200 on a whole house wash. That's the roof, the walls, and the driveway. So Auburn House Wash, AuburnHouseWash.com. Dave and Baron, joined by George.
Gentlemen, I was there last night, at least, I got there a little bit late, and I left early because I got sleepy.
That's right. You did leave early. I saw you leaving.
Well, you
just
did.
Taking off. I was you was done.
I was trying to talk to you, and I was about half asleep, but I had to get out of there.
And we had to be
I
quiet.
Couldn't stay there.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And I as far as the execution of the event, it went pretty well. The most of the problems are that there's too many candidates. When the forum at the Crump Center was going on, all 13 of them were there. And that made it even worse. And we gave them 2 minutes per answer. It took 3 hours to go through 6 questions. There's too many candidates.
Right.
And whoever sponsors the event should be, well, they could, if, you know, it's their sponsorship, they could cull them some kind of way. The only good thing about last night, for sure, was that Walking John DeVoe was not up there. A friend of mine said when he came in, he saw the general manager from WSFA talking to John DeVoe, who always shows up if it's something that's supposed to be political. But anyway, it was just, nobody has yet stood out from the group for me. I've been to these two live forums, the two big ones, and nobody stands out. I think Stephen Reed does well on TV. I think David Woods does good on TV because he knows how. The general should be able to speak better in public, you know, and the Artur Davis starts every statement with ladies and gentlemen, like he's, I'm going to admonish you, or I'm going to teach you something, or I'm going to tell you something you don't know, and I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so far, I'm not impressed by anybody. People keep asking me who I'm going to vote for. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question about the mechanics of this. Would you...
Yeah.
They covered like 12 questions, or maybe 11 questions, and they had an opening and a closing.
Yeah.
Would you rather see them dispatch... And the opening statement and the first question was the same thing. What are your qualifications? Isn't that what an opening statement is? Mm-hmm. I'm Barry Coleman. I'm a local radio talk show host. I'm a trained attorney. I have lived in Montgomery for the last 20 years or so. You know, I know Dabe, you know, and then the first question is like, what are your qualifications? That was your opening. And then the first question, what are your qualifications? I'm an attorney. I'm a radio host.
You just introduced me. Then you gave me a chance to do an opening statement. And then you want to ask me what my qualifications are.
Yeah, they gave you basically you had 3 times to learn how long people had lived here and what they do for a living. And it was absolutely obscene. So that right there. So, but would you have rather seen, instead of going 11 questions with an opening and closing, dispatch with the opening and closing and do maybe 6 questions and give people a minute and a half, 2 minutes?
Maybe. That might have been better. The idea of a forum, you try to be egalitarian and, you know, treat everybody the same and give them all the same shot, blah, blah, blah. But they're all going to say the same things, especially with the answers to the questions. Yeah, don't let them rehash something that's already happened. Like when they give their opening statement, say, give us your opening statement and your qualifications or something. But don't rehash it. No, you're right. And
let them work their qualifications into other state into answers. You know, as an attorney, I've learned this.
Here's how I stop crime. As an attorney, I blah blah blah. Love said as an attorney that he would like that when something happened like in Cloverdale that he'd appear in court.
Right.
You know that.
Yeah.
That's the way that you show me, you don't tell me.
Right.
You know, you can tell me that you're a talk show host. Well, good for you.
Right.
You know, show me what that means to me as the mayor. George, you could say you were a DJ or you were the genius of the revenue department. Well, good for you. But, like, what does that tell me about your qualifications for mayor?
Yeah, when we talk about budgets, that's when you bring up, you know, I spent years at the revenue department. I was the guy. You know, and
you want anything here's done what down I know. There. You came to see George.
Here's what I know about revenue and income and expenses, and I can balance a budget. I'm not even getting into the fact that every single person there was like, "Yeah, we need to quadruple the Montgomery budget." You know, and I've advocated for tax increases in the city in the past. I'm not shaming anybody for doing it. But man, it's one thing for a radio talk show host to do it. It's another thing to run for office as Walter Mondale.
I was just gonna say, remember Mondale.
I mean,
yeah. So, I have told people before there are ways to increase taxes, especially at the city level. There, in my mind, there are ways to do it. And then I go ask somebody that's a political pundit. I say, what would happen if a candidate ran and said, I'm going to increase taxes like this? They say, you'd lose. It doesn't matter how you increase taxes. Right. You'd lose because you want to increase taxes.
Well, it's
well
not,
you don't run and say, I'm going to increase taxes.
Yeah, it's also not just that. It's that people don't want to throw good money after bad.
Yeah.
That's the big problem. I mean, like, I think that everybody knows that the school system is underfunded and needs more money, but they also think that, well, we've tried this three or four times recently of, like, you know, we flipped the whole board last year, and what's the first thing that they did? They, you know, they threw out Richardson and the intervention.
Right.
Yeah. The very first thing that they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Some states they have a requirement. If you run for a local office, you have to go to a class to learn what you're getting into. That's particularly true for tax assessors and tax collectors in some other states. In other words, you can't run to be a tax assessor or a revenue commissioner at the county level unless you go to a school that lasts a couple of days and they tell you what you're doing. Maybe we could do that. Well, you can't change that in this state, but all you got to do to run for any office in this state is just show up a warm body of a certain age.
Well,
that's it.
I'm glad you brought that. When I was in law school, I had an accounting and finance background for my undergrad degree, and in law school we had a class. I needed one credit. I was filling out my third year, and I needed one extra credit in order to graduate. I think we had to have 88 credits or something. I had 87 scheduled out. And so I'm looking down for all the one credit classes, and one of them said accounting for lawyers. And I was like, yeah, I'll do that. So I signed up for it.
Good idea.
Yeah, I mean, easy A, right? I signed up for it, and they sent me an email like 2 days later, like, we've dropped you from this class. And I'm like, why? They were like, this is for people who have no background in accounting at all.
Okay.
And so that, you know, it works both ways. Sometimes taking a class would be redundant for some people. You know,
yeah,
so
that's true.
You don't have to, you know, if a guy's a local CPA and he's been an accountant and done public accounting and government accounting for the last 20 years, and he wants to run for revenue commissioner, I don't want to make him take a class. This guy knows.
No,
this guy can probably teach the class.
Yeah, he might could. We have had examples in Montgomery County of people had no idea what it was like to be the county revenue person. That goes back about 50 years ago.
George, we have examples in Montgomery County of people have no idea to do anything they do. We've had mayors that don't know what they're doing. We've had city councilmen that don't know what they're doing. We've had city clerks that don't know what, or county clerks that don't know what they're doing. So, yes, correct. Legislators, certainly. Most of these legislators run for office, and when they start running for office, they think they're going to Washington, D.C. They don't even know they're going to Montgomery.
Well, then what gets them elected? Is it good looks? Or is it making funny statements on TV?
Straight cash, homie.
Cash?
Straight cash,
cash
homie. You outspend your opponent, you're going to win 90% of the time. 90% of the time.
Does that mean TV or these days?
Well, it means any kind of communication.
It means everything. It means radio.
Radio,
means television,
particularly talk radio.
It means the internet, Facebook, all that type of stuff. Direct mail.
Did you guys notice that they ran two Stephen Reed commercials during the forum?
I'll talk about it after the break.
That's good buying.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day. Bye.
Yes.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Still a very hot day today with a high temperature in the upper 90s, perhaps 97, but the humidity level and the heat index a little lower today, mostly sunny. Overnight low tonight, 72. Tomorrow and Saturday continued very hot with a high in the upper 90s both days, but the humidity levels not awful, not extremely bad. Then on Sunday, hot and humid with a high in the mid-90s. So all the humidity is back by then. Scattered random hit or miss storms and rain chances get better on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, Stephen ran a, you said ran a commercial.
Oh, ran a commercial. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Heirloom Jewelers, my man over at Heirloom Jewelers. Talking about Troop Booth. Talking about one of the most honest people you'll ever meet. A guy who set out to follow in his grandparents' footsteps. He's a third-generation jeweler here. They had Heirloom Jewelers in Montgomery. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. So on the Taylor Road side of Vaughn Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke right there. It's amazing. You walk in there and you'll see case upon case upon case of hand-selected jewelry. A guy who goes to all the good jewelry shows around the country. Really snazzy stuff. He'll be in L.A., he'll be in New York, he'll be in Miami, he'll be in, you name it. He was telling me about the Hong Kong jewelry show, the biggest jewelry show in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to be a ghost town next week.
Mm-hmm.
Troop is definitely not going to the Hong Kong jewelry show.
Yeah, I don't think I'd fly in there, too.
In the middle of a civil war. Especially not with cash and jewelry. It's a big deal. Troop Booth's a big deal in the jewelry industry. He's here in Montgomery. It's a special gem of a man. And I encourage you to get by there. You can buy and sell jewelry there. You can trade jewelry there. Really, really cool guy. Understands the business better than anybody. Open, honest, transparent. You're going to love him. I put my name behind him. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. Get by there and get a chance. Oh, and sign up for his Facebook page. Follow his Facebook page. I remember during, I don't remember what race it was. Some race I worked around here. And WSFA had one of these forums. And they sent out an email ahead of time and said, hey, for like $2,500, you can buy an ad in the middle of the forum. Or whatever the number was. It was some ridiculously high number for what, because you can get like a 6 p.m. news ad for like $600.
Mm-hmm.
Or even less if you
know how to do it.
You are, yeah. But anyway, they had that offer, you know, for like $2,500, we'll run an ad. Apparently, Stephen Reed's the only one that took him up on it last night. And I don't know whether it's $2,500. I mean, it's public record. You can go to WSFA. You can go to their office and ask them. Actually, they probably have an FEC file online you can go look at.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go look at the FEC file online and see what Stephen Reed paid for those spots last night. My guess is they were open to everybody and nobody else bought them. David Woods probably didn't want to put the money on because he competes against WSFA. He owns WCOV across town. I noticed that that David Woods had to tell WSFA that he owned WCOV Montgomery because Mark Bullock, when he introduced him, just said, hey, he owns some communications networks or whatever he said. But that's probably what happened, George. They probably sent an email out to everybody and said, everybody has the opportunity to buy ads. They probably grossly inflated the price because they knew people would have to take advantage of it. And only one man took advantage of it. That was Stephen Reed.
Yeah, I mean, there are times when you should do that, and there are times when, you know,
it's better to not do it.
Where it's overrated or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Well, like, here's the thing is, you know, you don't... The people who noticed it are the people who notice ads. They go, oh, that guy's advertising.
Yeah.
You know, they need, you know, you have to have repetition. But, I mean, it does work, especially if they didn't overpay.
Someone just sent me that as evidence that this is taking off as a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, don't vote for Bobby Simmons.
Bibby
Simmons. Don't vote for Bibby Simmons.
The Bibster.
The problem is, if you do that, you're taking away from someone who might really ought to be the mayor of the city of Montgomery. I asked my kids to tell me over the course of the night who they thought did the best, because a couple of the kids watched it with me. And their thoughts were very similar to mine over the course of the night. The two people they thought did the best were the two people I thought did the best. The people that they thought did the worst were the people I thought did the worst. Including people that I kind of had an eye on, people that we've had on this program in the past that I thought might be able to put it together for a night and wow some people that just had horrific, horrific nights. I guess I'm going to read this out loud. Somebody just sent me this text. They told me just now at the barbershop, many whites are supporting Kroll. I agree with you that he did not speak well. Shannon was terrible. She's not ready for prime time. She should try to run for something smaller first. I don't know why X, and I'm saying X because it's one of our listeners, thinks she's so wonderful. I'm sticking with Woods because of his business experience. So that's one of our listeners texted in. I don't know, man. It's I guess the race got real last night. Mm-hmm. The race finally got real last night. All right, I have the Bibby Simmons Greatest Hits, and I am going to play them at some point. I have the Bibby Simmons Greatest Hits lined up on the radio, and... You'll get a flavor for why, because the reason I'm doing this is a lot of people said, I didn't see it last night. What's all the fuss about? So if you know people that need to hear this, tell them to tune in. I think it's going to be ready before the next break. I'm going to play it. If not during the next break, I'll play it right after 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to play this clip. It's everything Bibby Simmons said last night. Including about chicken. Who was it that said he wanted to open West Chase? Who was that?
I thought...
Was that Bibby Simmons?
Or was it Dean and then he jumped on it?
No. It was not Elton Dean. Elton Dean did not suggest West Chase. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't really know.
I don't remember who suggested West Chase.
Well, that's the thing. It's hard to, you know, it's hard for anybody to
break out. That was
probably
the highlight of the night for me, in all honesty.
Mm-hmm.
West Chase. Someone said, well, I want to open West Chase. They got East Chase. That's the high price stuff out there. I will remind you, in East Chase, they have Ross, Dress for Less, Marshalls, Five and Below, where everything's below $5. So it's not like there are no discounts out in East Chase.
Right. And it's also like 12 miles away.
Yeah, drive over there.
You know?
So another one was complaining they had to drive 5 miles to get to the grocery store. You know how far just ride to bike road to get to a grocery store?
Yeah.
Who's this? You're on the air.
How are you doing today, sir?
Who is this? You're on the air.
This is Mr. Public.
Hey, Mr. Public. Hey, Mr. Public. You ain't calling in a while. How have you been?
I've been great. I just want to just make a comment about the candidates last night.
Yeah.
Bibby Simmons was a a real embarrassment for the African-American community, for real.
Why is that?
And the serious candidates up there.
Hold on, I want you to address that first. Why was he an embarrassment?
Not knowledgeable what's going on in the city of Montgomery. Made the statement about something staying open all night long and chicken joint. And the real African-American, hard-working guy in this city, we don't even think like that.
Yeah, I understand that, but why would it not be an embarrassment? My hot take this morning, I don't know if you're listening, Mr. Public, I know you work hard. My hot take, the first segment was the entire thing was an embarrassment for the city of Montgomery, all Montgomeryans and the surrounding area. I wouldn't think it was an embarrassment for one particular group. I don't think you could look at Bibby Simmons and said he represents all African Americans or he represents all people who live in his neighborhood or he represents anybody. I think it was an embarrassment for the city that people qualify for mayor of our great city, and that's the effort they put forward. I am going to play during the next segment the Bibby Simmons greatest hits in just a moment.
Thank you, Mr. Barron and Dave.
Thanks, buddy. Good call.
Mr. Public, appreciate it. We're going to do this on the other side of the break. I'm going to play the Bibby Simmons complete collection. So if you know anybody who needs to hear this, tell them to turn on the radio. I'm assuming it's as good on radio as it is on television. I had more than one person ask me yesterday, have you ever seen Clay Sharp and Bibby Simmons in the same room?
Gah!
And I don't know that I have.
Gah!
It's one of the greatest songs
Sean
ever.
Sean Kemp, Tomahawk Dunk on 84. Good job.
We'll be back.
My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Caravina Village invites you to schedule a visit and enjoy lunch on them. Learn how you can customize your retirement on a cruise that never ends. Visit CaravinaVillage.com to learn more and schedule your tour today.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We'll be right back. it be I'm falling in love with Bibby Simmons? Could that be the problem? Could I be a Bibby Simmons convert by the end of this clip? All right, I'm going to play the clip. I'm going to go ahead and get started. And it might run us right to the top of the hour, but you are not going to want to miss this. I promise you, you are not going to want to miss this. This is... it's entertaining, sure, and we'll poke fun of it and we'll have a good time, but it's sad that this took place at a serious mayoral forum where the serious issues of Montgomery's future, probably the person who will lead Montgomery for the next 10 to 20 years, is being selected. But nevertheless, we don't miss an opportunity for entertainment here.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you're making less $25,000 a year, vote for Bibby Simmons. If you want to decriminalize marijuana, vote for Bibby Simmons. I have a plan. I like to address education, crime, and the economy. Thank you.
Thank you for your answer.
My experience, I've been on jobs, I ain't gonna say a large amount, keep it real, but I have, every job that I have worked on, I always was the leader. And I always know how to put things together and have people that can handle things that I may not understand myself, but I'm dead experienced enough. If I can't do it, I know how to get somebody that can carry me there.
Thank you.
The same question.
What I would do, I find me a source where I can get my add tax, because it's something that has to be done to finish up the work that we got going on. And I get that out the way, and I will create bonds through reach out committees, stuff like that, to help the situation.
Thank you.
And we didn't mean to skip you, Mr. Butler. You're next.
The way I see education is we need more funds. We need to really look at the situation. But the mayor really don't have that much to do with education. But with my platform, I have a plan for our children. And they call the Freedom Ground Culture Learning Center. We get you from ages from 5 to 9. We'll show you your culture, your history, and we'll work with you. We'll show you love and care. So our goal is to get you ready for the big world, because you're going to be a man someday. And it's my job to make sure you're ready for that job. So that's what we need to do. On my platform, I can't explain. I got some.
Thank you, Mr. Simmons. Your time. Your answer.
What we're going to do, we're going to create jobs. We're going to invest into the basic needs of people. Where you're making $25,000 less a year. Are you making less than $25,000 a year? We want to invest into machinery, land, and people. To produce building materials. We want to get bricks, steel, wood, and glass, and put them people to work.
Thank you.
What I would do, I would get out there, put hands on, I'll get in the neighborhoods, have the police out there, get to know your route that you're working. You need to know your citizen. That way, you get a chance to talk to them, and when you got crime in a situation, you can get your answers. And also, Montgomery became a smart city. I would use them cameras that we got. I put them in high crime areas, and I would monitor them cameras. And also, I would put them police officers back on them trucks. They'll be patrolling these streets.
Thank you, Mr. Simmons.
The way I look at it, I don't want to be that hard on the kids, because they don't have nothing to do. So I guess, we gave them guns to play with. Now we open some of them community center back up, give them something to do, and you'll stop hearing them gunshots. Because if you think back, when them community center was open, you didn't hear them gunshots. Them kids had something to do. When they come home, they was tired. It was wore out. Then you put them smart cameras out. Because we got some smart cameras out here. Now you can tell where gunfire come from.
That's right.
And you get them cameras, and when you hear a shot, you be there. Put the police officer back on the back of them trucks. Let them ride. Give them a raise now, but let them ride. And back, and put their uniforms back on. Quit looking like a citizen. Look like an officer. And we can kind of put a grip on this. We won't stop it. We can slow it down a whole lot. That's my thought. The way I look at it, and the plan that I have for our children, we got to go back to the root of the problem. We got to re-educate our kids. They need to know their culture and their history. And maybe they'll start doing things differently. And back to what I was saying, we got to give them something to do. When I was out getting my petition signed, and that was my main project, what's wrong with you all? And that's what I was told. Give them something to do. Ask me that question. Okay, that was, I got that on my platform, and it's too much to explain right now, but you can go to my Baby for Mayor. I got the whole platform out there. You can read about it, and then you got some questions, I'll get back out there and answer them for you. But what we need to do, I'd like to see some more grocery stores, and just like Ronald Davis said, I'd like to see a chicken place closed by that place. You know, I like to eat chicken too. And also,
thank
I'd like
you.
To see...
That is your time.
Sorry, you're out of time, Mr. Simmons.
What I would do, I would bring more entertainment to the city. We got a nice place built downtown, and we can bring in one big act. And we got so much talent in Montgomery, that's a way to generate funds. And then I'll tell you something else I'd like to do. I would like to see Montgomery be open all night. We have tourists go through the night too. When I went to Memphis, I toured at night. It was much quieter, much cooler. So I like to see downtown, the money that we didn't put there, it should never close. 24 hours a day.
All right, thank you. Things to do downtown. What do you think, Mr. Simmons?
What I would do, I will finish up what we got going on downtown, and then I can see my vision better. But right now, I would like I said earlier, I would like to bring more entertainment here. Open Montgomery up. You got places downtown close up 10, 11 o'clock, 2. It should be open all night. And that'll bring a lot of more revenue while you sleep. So we close down when time people want to come out. We closing the doors. I want to let it stay open. And ain't got that much time. I do have a big heart for our kids. We sit here, we criticize them all night, but we haven't said what we're going to do about it yet. That's my biggest issue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Dave.
60 seconds.
Okay. I want to decriminalize marijuana. I'm going to tell you why I say that. I keep saying that hard. I researched that. And I haven't found out that it was illegal. And I seen where Alabama spent $22